Women's right to choose is under assault across this country. We must continue to fight to protect that fundamental. It's a fundamental right. So, ladies and gentlemen, you don't need you don't need to know anything else other than this to know it is time to leave that government affiliation. It's time to leave it. It is time to completely divorce and completely remove yourself and myself and ourselves from it. And people are, so you're going to make your state into a theocracy? No. Going to make it into a state that respects the divine law and then makes no law to contravene it. That's all we're going to do. God has rights. His law is divine. It was created for the benefit of man. See, this is the great lie. And Satan's been telling it since he lied to Eve in the Garden of Eden. She went, oh, you mean if I eat it, I get to be like God and make my own trees and stuff? Yeah, you should do it. This is a battle, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not kidding about this. I'm not trying to be hyperbolic or sensational in any way, shape, or form. This is the battle of our generation. We're either going to fight it and win it, or at least try, or we're going to stand idly by, and then we get to go to judgment, and at judgment say, why didn't you do something about that? Well, I needed that extra 100-inch TV. You needed a 100-inch TV and didn't want to protect my precious children that I gave immortal souls to. Okay, got it. Yeah. First slide to the right, straight to hell with you. Thank you very much for playing our try to get back to heaven game. Bye-bye. Thank you very much for playing our try to get your soul back to heaven game. Be gone and behind me, Satan.
You slide right out. I shouldn't be joking about it. There's nothing funny about this.
What else do we have? Lots to get into here today. I'm going to quote Sir Charles Coulomb on this. I tried to get Charles as a guest. He can't be on the program until Friday. So I'm just going to read from what he published on Twitter about the separation that is coming and the moral justification for it. Because I read it yesterday and I went, yeah, that's exactly right, Sir Charles. This is from the Federalist.com, Christopher Bedford on the same subject. The fracturing of America, a weak government, complicit media, and a radical Silicon Valley might have finally set it all off. This is another guy that's coming around and going like, okay, folks, they broke it. It's broken. It can't be. It's irretrievably broken. It can't be fixed. We got to make plans to divorce and get out. What else do we have? The Biden regime freezes Trump rule aimed at lowering insulin prices. There was a story. I follow this guy on Twitter. One mistake will kill you, Twitter. Or this woman. And she posted her account of what happened to her at the drugstore the other day. She went to go buy the old man's insulin. And the checkout girl at the pharmacist goes, that'll be 575 smackaroos. And she went, what? Hey, last week it was $60. Yeah, but the Biden regime ended into that rule. That was a special deal. It's back to regular price now. Do you know what it takes to make insulin? Almost anyone could. Hell, you could probably do it if you knew the process. It's not hard to make. $575. Thanks, regime leader. We have a corona hoax update. Apparently, if you look in a mirror and say Beetlejuice three times, all the restaurants in Chicago magically reopen. Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice.
Wordsworth, Romney, field investigation finding obsolescence. Do you know why you're here, Mr. Wordsworth?
Yes, sir.
I'd ask you to speak up a little, if you will.
Yes, sir. I know why I'm here.
You've been under investigation, Mr. Wordsworth, for the mandatory period of 1 year and 11 months. You're found to be obsolete. The purpose of this hearing is to make a finding in the matter and make a sentence accordingly. Do you understand that?
I understand that.
Your occupation, Mr. Wordsworth?
A librarian,
sir. A what?
A librarian, sir.
Has this man had counsel?
Yes, sir, he has.
Are you sure he knows his rights?
He's been given orientation, sir.
Mr. Wordsworth, I'm told that you've had counsel. Stand back in the light, Mr. Wordsworth! I'm told you've had counsel and been given orientation, Mr. Wordsworth, but I'm still not sure in my own mind that you understand the purpose of this hearing. The field investigators in your sector have classified you as obsolete. This finding carries with it serious implications. Do you understand that, Mr. Wordsworth? Now, I ask you again, your occupation?
I am a librarian, sir. That is my occupation. That is my profession. If you people choose to call that obsolete...
Request clarification of the term?
Yes, the term, Mr. Wordsworth, you people, you make reference to the state?
I make reference to the state.
And you persist in declaring your occupation as being that of a librarian, is that correct?
That is correct, sir.
A librarian, having to do with books.
Yes, sir, books.
Since there are no more books, Mr. Wordsworth, there are no more libraries. And of course it follows that there is very little call for the services of a librarian. Case in point, a minister. A minister would tell us that his function is that of preaching the word of God. And of course it follows that since the state has proven that there is no God, that would make the function of a minister somewhat academic as well.
There is a God.
You are in error, Mr. Wordsworth. There is no God. The state has proven that there is no God.
You cannot erase God with an edict.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning paper.
Thanks to the coronavirus scare, Maggie O'Connell has secured a patent. Because Maggie O'Connell practiced social distancing before social distancing was cool.
But I can name that song in three notes. I can name that song in two notes. Marcus Aurelius, Judas Maritus, Maximus, Augustine, Mike Church here with you on a live Monday edition of the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel. Always on air, always online. We are the last live radio station standing. Radio Free America. Oh, you like seeing Boomerang up there on the... I am perfectly, again, I will just reiterate, at peace. Here in the newly decorated and renovated Studio D. If you're not checking us out on the free Crusade Channel TV preview today, if you're listening online. Remember, if you want to join our Crusade Channel chat room... and join real social media, I think chat room is going to become indispensable in the very near future as many of you voluntarily walk away and wash your hands from your social media accounts. Yesterday, Cesare Zapol, the Polack, after 12 years on Twitter, one mistake and we'll kill you, Twitter, closed his Twitter account. This morning, a show executive producer extraordinaire of this show, Mrs. O'Connell, in a rage against the Twitter machine, Twitter said, either you delete this tweet where you call Rachel Levine Richard and address her as her, or we put you in Twitter jail for 2 weeks. So Mrs. O'Connell went, I'm just going to start doing all my tweeting from the company Twitter, from Veritas Radio Network, at VeritasRadioNet. And I'm going to delete my Twitter account. You can go to hell. I am not playing. You're trying to eliminate my gender. You're trying to make me look at a disgusting, vile... William Briggs calls him Globo Homo. Globo Homo, excuse for a tranny. And that is Richard Levine. I'll say it. Editorial policy on this radio station is his name is Richard. He's not even a good cross-dresser.